Yo, dogs, what's up? It's Snickerdoodle here. Woo! I heard this is the biggest Post Malone fan site, and I am down with Post Malone. Hey, he is tight. He's all right. He's Dark Knight. Anyway, I just kind of let y'all know that I've been following his footsteps. I've been getting myself a bunch of face tattoos, and I just got a new one. A new one over my lip. It says, shit pickle. Shit pickle. Shit pickle. I'm probably going to regret that one. Yeah. That might have been a bad choice, but it was no big deal. Anyway, what's that now? Huh? Asteroid Factory is not a Post Malone fan site? Oh, well. Well, then never mind. Y'all take care. Bye now. Shit pickle.
The mics are hot.
And so am I.
Up-to-the-minute news coverage on the things that you care about. Except that very specific thing that you really care about that we don't talk about because we know nothing about it.
Yeah!
Hey there, guys and gals. Welcome to the Asteroid Factory podcast, where nerd knowledge is on point. We are your hosts, James Von Doom.
I'm Chewy.
I'm Three Toes of Fury, reading in the same meter as Doom read that intro.
That was better than this guy. This guy sounds like... Never mind. I'm not going to take it to a dark place too early.
You shouldn't.
We are talking about our excitment for 2020.
Right?
All of the movies and the games and stuff coming out that's making us throb.
Is this going to be a great year? I don't know. I don't have 2020 vision.
Oh, you. You're incorrigible.
I do have 2020 vision, actually.
Do you seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, I hate you.
A laser surgery. The robots help.
That's right.
Yeah.
Rise up.
Thanks, robots.
You're welcome.
Future? Well.
Is that what Skynet's going to sound like?
Maybe.
Okay, we got to get into picks of the week.
Picks of the week.
Who's going first? Hey, I'll go first.
Go for it.
But someone's got to see me in...
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time. It's Chewy time.
Oh, God.
So here we are.
Chewmon Taylor.
Okay, here
it's
we go.
Chewy's pick of the week.
I
hope it's a good one.
It's still not working. Okay. My pick of the week.
Because it's Chewy.
CES happened not too long ago. And I was not there. We will get there one day.
Okay. One day.
One day we'll be there. Not a lot of exciting stuff happened at CES. I mean, a lot of usual suspect stuff like TVs and stuff. Mm-hmm.
Kevin Spacey was there?
Yeah.
Ooh, too soon.
Was it?
Hashtag.
They showed a lot of really cool 8K TVs.
Mm-hmm. TVs.
What? TVs.
They have 8K TVs now?
8K TVs.
Yeah, but a lot of people are saying, 4K's fine.
Who the fuck needs it?
Well, people with 20/20 vision.
Yeah. I have three already in my house. They showed that Segway pod that you were super excited
about. Oh, my God, dude. That's...
You know, you said Wally pod, but if I'm being honest, if I ever buy one, I will paint it gold and shave my head bald.
100%. So, but I said that when I saw the image, and I was like, fucking... And we've talked about it before. Wally is... It is the future. And I was like, fucking, this is... But 100 sites made the same observation. Like, I'm not alone in that regards, too. Like, this is insane.
But Professor X chair is so much cooler.
That's okay.
Do you think they're going to use that in the new MCU movies?
I hope not.
Eric, what have you done?
That quote.
My pick of the week is something that I saw. It's a concept that Dell and Alienware put out. I don't know if you saw this.
Oh, my God.
You didn't see it?
Is it Black Mirror stuff?
No.
Oh. Ooh.
It is the Dell Alienware concept UFO. It is the PC version of... the Nintendo Switch. It's a portable PC gaming platform, and it looks just like the Switch, but it's beefed up and has a lot more power.
And you can get it for $29.99.
Yeah.
Because if it's Alienware, that shit's going to cost you like $3,000.
It's super expensive, right?
Oh, my God.
They're like the high-end gaming systems,
they are, but
right?
Now I feel, I don't know, you can just build your own for
correct.
Less.
Correct. Yeah.
But I was excited when I saw that because it kind of shows more of that PCs dipping into the console, consoles dipping into the PC. It's all becoming one.
So
world.
Does it play PC games?
Yes.
So it's a portable PC?
Yes.
Like for a gaming. Laptop.
Like a tablet.
But
you have to look it up. If you look up a picture, and we'll post a picture on social media, but if you look up a picture of it, it looks just like a Switch. It has like the removable controllers.
What's it called?
The UFO.
Yeah. UFO concept.
I mean, if it pulls it off, I mean, PC supports some pretty impressive games, but you need to have a ton of firepower to play.
Library would be impeccable. Wow. That coupled with like a subscription to Steam.
And then you can dock it to your 8K TV.
Right.
There you go. While you sit in your Segway pod.
Just zooming around the house on that thing.
So it's kind of probably, how do they get the price point on it reliable? Because, like, I mean, to get a PC gaming system, very expensive. And I understand graphic cards can get bonkers. So
they're going to get you have to upgrade them every 2 years.
Like fucking crazy. So with this thing, if it's going to be portable, I guess, I don't know, it's probably got enough firepower behind the electronics.
To your point, I mean, when I think of computer games, I think of like World of Warcraft, just because I used to play it all the time. You can't, it's on a PC and not on consoles because you can't play it on a console. Like you have to point, click and do that.
Right.
Like, so it's interesting. I'm in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Technology's the shit.
So how much is a Switch now? $299?
$299.
I bet you something like this will come out 2 or 3 years and it'll $499.
It's got to be under five. Has to be.
And the $449?
And the idea is to drive people to the media, the games. So,
Yeah.
It was
some exciting stuff at CES 2020, and I didn't really see too much exciting stuff there.
Just to piggyback on that news, did you see that the PlayStation 5 and Xbox, whatever the fuck it's going to be called, they're both backwards compatible.
Confirmed. Nice.
So I can't wait to start playing.
So
some
5 to 4?
5 to 1.
5 to 1?
Dude, fully back. You can play any game on it. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. No. So that is what they are saying has been confirmed. Well, I don't know about Xbox, but I'm pretty certain both. Like, yeah.
So you're saying the binder full of PS1 games that I have, I'll be able to play.
Yeah, well,
for the first time.
That's the thing. I didn't even really think about it, but I wonder, do they even have a fucking disc drive?
Have to.
I mean, you would think, but are they saying it's backwards compatible?
Backwards compatible with digital, like, downloads.
Digital. I don't. I mean,
no, it's got to be.
I hope it's got to be a disc drive.
Yeah. It has to.
I didn't even think of that. I would hope so. Because yeah, exactly. Like the nuts. Like I have a box of PS2 games. Are you Twisted Metal? Yeah, I still have it. I'm ready.
I have a fuck ton of PS3 games and PS1 games. Yeah. A couple PS2. Wow, that'd be crazy.
I'm in. Sorry.
Yeah, in related news, GameStop's not doing too good.
No, I just saw one closing down.
I heard they were closing
many.
Fuckers. I feel like there might have been. aren't you like a major patron of that place?
Yeah, but where are you going to sell your games
now? Are you kidding me?
Yes.
What was it, like 4 casts ago? I said, I hope they all burn down.
I know, but you still.
No, I have not gone in since that cast. I have not been to a GameStop. I'm not kidding you. I cackled like a psychopath. I was driving home and I was like going out of business. And I was like, yes.
But don't you resell a lot of your stuff there?
Nope. Have not gone back since they. I'm telling you, I'm a very spiteful human being.
Perfect.
So they fucked me over and I'm like, cutting ties. Donezo.
God, that's awesome.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like
See you on the ash pile, you fuckers.
Fuck. Burn.
Okay. Who's going next?
Me.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you want to do it or I'll do it?
No. Yeah, I fucked that last one up, so...
I'll do them this time.
Oh, I got it. Okay,
let's do it.
Bend over and touch your toes. 3 toes is going to show you where the wild goose goes. I'm not going to lie. I'm pretty shocked I didn't fuck any of those terms up because they all rhymed.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
An NC-17 Dr. Seuss. But, like, you are. Not on the cast. Like, just in general. That's awesome.
I'm a bad person.
I get nervous when I try to read a Dr. Seuss book to my kids at bedtime.
I'm going to be a fucking...
Because you're going to break into vulgarities. What rhymes with vagina? Sure. Dracula.
No! On Netflix.
Yes.
I haven't checked it out.
Yeah, it's...
Wait, what?
I give it a hard medium suggestion. It's pretty good. You heard of it?
I'm going home right now to watch it. Thank you so much for that.
Yeah, after that.
Exciting.
So I wouldn't have paid any mind if it wasn't for two things. One, somebody told me to. And two, it's co-created, co-written by Mark Gatiss and Stephen Moffat. Do these names ring any bells?
Yeah, the last one did.
Stephen Moffat?
Yeah, why do I know that name?
And Mark Gatiss. So they're the co-creators, showrunners for the entire run of Sherlock, the British Sherlock Holmes adaptation,
which that show was amazing.
And then Stephen Moffat was the showrunner of the Doctor Who reboot for many, many years. He had like the Matt Smith years, and I'm trying to remember if he had some of the Tennant years. Probably. But anyway, I like these guys. They're very good creators. I've loved the Sherlock series, so I was like, I'll give this a try. It's pretty damn entertaining. It really comes down to the pick for Dracula because it's sort of a straightforward retelling. And Dracula has been told 100 times, but it's a straightforward retelling of Dracula in the time of Dracula, but then it messes around with the time a little bit as the show goes on. But the guy they have cast
good.
Is awesome. He is charismatic. He's fucking funny. He does a lot of like inside jokes, and it's only 3 episodes. Each episode is basically like a mini movie, but it's a continuous story arc, and it's a really entertaining story.
What's the tone? Is it like Hammer? Is it like British?
Yeah, it's gory in places, but it kind of holds back. But it's really kind of just it's a Dracula story. It's just it does some pretty creative stuff with it, and okay. I think to say anything more would be to go give too much away. People tend to crap on the 3rd episode, and that's when it really does some weird stuff with time and the where okay. the story goes. But I kind of like what they did with it, and I had fun with it. So it's, and again, each one is just like a little mini movie. The characters are fun. There's some twisty, turny stuff. It's good writing. It's definitely worth checking out.
They show Dracula in the can, taking a deuce.
What does his shit look like? Is it all red?
No, it's firm.
No. He's I mean, not liquidy. Clothes. Just is it like a solid red turd?
I can't go down this road with you. I'm gonna throw up.
Does he piss blood?
No. He's never dehydrated. Yeah.
He drinks it. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's my pick. Check it out. It's fun.
Okay. I got you. I always make sure to have Doom leave the room first because I don't want him walking behind me. Let's do the same for his pick of the week.
And I'm done. My pick of the week. All right. So I know I'm the only one who ever talks about anime on this podcast.
Keep it up. We need it.
I'm embarrassed to admit this. Anyone who is anyone in the anime community, I am sure have seen this show and are up to date on it. I am on season 2 of season 3 that is currently out. The 4th season, I think, is coming at the end of this year, and it's the final season. I'm sure you guys have heard of it, but for all of you who listening who haven't started it, I know there's like 5%. Attack on Titan is one of the greatest animes of our generation. It is just perfect in its execution. I mean, usually I have gripes about the story or the animation or something. This show is the Game of Thrones when it was good.
Oof.
Of anime. It no one is safe. People are murdered. There are twists and turns. Like you get so much. I think I'm at the very end of season 2, so I only have season 3 left. But the things you find out and the twists are great twists. The characters are all great. I mean, it's near perfect. I mean, I think I'd give it a 9.5 out of 10 at this
What's
point.
The setting?
Isn't season 4 the final season?
It is.
You haven't seen any of it.
Never heard of it.
I watched like the first 3 or 4 episodes and then I want to get back into it, but just haven't.
Yeah.
It's really hard to explain.
So the premise of the show is are titans. And titans are humanoids that are humongous. I mean, obviously titan, big, right? Well, they range anywhere from, let's say, 9 feet tall, which is not that big, to 200 feet tall. So, I mean, it's, you know, and they're all naked. They don't have any genitalia.
Best part.
And
that's the best part, too.
It is, right?
Yeah. You know, like, how do they recreate, like, or reproduce? Where do they come from? What are they? And the more you find out,
They're not naked. They're skinless.
That's, one of them is skinless. So, that's the thing. Like, there's like, the bulk of titans, and then there's a handful of, you know, armored titans or colossal titans, and there's different variations, but the more you watch, the show opens with a titan eating. That's what they eat humans. That's how they survive. They eat the lead character's mom, bites her in half. I mean, it sucks you in immediately, and yeah. It just, you know, the further you get in, the more crazy it gets, and you find out that there's different, like, nations, and you think it's just one city, like, it's the final city of humankind. Well, no. Outside of the walls, there's other factions of people, and it's nuts. It is the good Game of Thrones of anime.
I'm down to clown. What's where do you watch it?
I watch it on Crunchyroll. I don't know if it's. I'm sure it's elsewhere. Maybe.
Sure, you saw some of it. So where did you see
where
it?
Where did you see it? Illegally.
It was. I think it was Netflix when it was on Netflix.
Okay.
Yeah. I was on a plane. I looked over somebody's shoulder. He was watching it.
I think the first season is still either on Netflix or.
It might be.
Yeah, check it out.
Yeah.
I cannot. Top 3 animes of all time.
Dude.
Easily.
Yeah. Also very disturbing.
Oof. It's very disturbing. It's. You know what it is? Like they do a good job of the. I will say this. It gets death perfectly. Like, you feel that these characters are suffering, and it's sad when people die. They're cartoon characters, but you don't want to see anyone get eaten by, like, a giant mouth. It's, it's gross, yeah. And you just don't want anyone to die.
I'm in. That sounds fun.
Yeah. Does it sound fun?
It does. Okay, that's kind of warped. But
that's why I love you.
I'm in.
What is it? What is it? What are we talking about?
We're talking about our excitement for 2020.
This is a big topic.
The list of stuff that's happening in 2020.
I got my list.
We're talking movies.
Do you got your list,
games.
Guys?
I got like 20 pages here of things that are coming out this year.
Eat a bag of dicks, three toes.
That's right? That's what you're excited about?
What's that?
Eating bags of dicks.
Well, I was going to save it for the fast food
lemon
files.
What do you want to start off with? Do you want to start off with movies?
I only have movies and video games because music is dead to me.
Okay, you know what? You know what I'm going to do?
I got movies and TV, and I'm going to throw your world because everything's going to change when I start listing TV shows. You don't have any?
Let's burn through the movies that are already announced for 2020.
Okay. So we have to avoid No Time to Die, though, because that movie's going to suck.
Oh,
yeah.
Look at that. Look at that.
How did I not know that was going to be on this list?
I have tons of research here, and that is on my list. So let's start with the fact.
I haven't been into the Bond films really recently, but
because they suck.
But the fact that what's her name is in this one, you know who I'm talking about?
Annette Funicello. I think she's dead.
No, you know who I'm talking about? The girl from that movie that you won't watch with Keanu. Knock knock.
Rami Malek.
Oh, Ana de Armas.
Ana de Armas.
Oh my god.
Yeah. I know. Yeah.
I'm gonna need a minute. Come back to me.
Take it. In the public library with a big fishbowl room.
I'll give you a minute.
It's like a nut punch, right?
Yeah. A little nut punch. Okay, let's do this. Let's go
Wait,
through
who's
the
nuts?
Movies.
D's nuts.
Okay, so...
Are we talking movies?
We're talking movies. Let's...
Wait, before we even start, we did an episode at the beginning of last year talking about how it was momentous year for end of, like, major ends of series and trilogies and...
Ends of eras.
Ends of... Huge ends... Coming into this year, looking at the calendar,
only one executed.
Hardly anything.
Yeah,
hardly like
What was our three? It was Star
Game
Wars,
of Thrones,
Game of
Star
Thrones,
Wars,
and Marvel.
There was
Marvel.
A ton. Yeah,
I mean, like end ends.
End
like,
ends. Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks,
so
Marvel.
This one sort of resets, and as I kind of scanned through the calendar year, I was like, huh. At first glance, there wasn't a lot I was like crazy excited about. Maybe we'll circle around, and I will be by the end of the cast.
Yeah. Okay. So The Grudge already came out.
Lame.
1917 is already out.
I can't wait to see
it. A lot of people are excited about that.
Very.
Yeah.
At this point, I might have to catch it on fucking on demand.
Watch it on your phone?
Yeah. I'm sure that's the best place to watch it.
This one I really want to see.
On your phone. You really want to see it on your phone?
Yes.
It's going to do it some justice on my 6-inch screen.
Justice. We got that underwater movie with the girl from Twilight. It almost looks like Alien.
Okay. Yeah, I heard it's a little spooky.
Yeah. Whatever.
Did Charlie's Angels come out yet?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That came out in like summer of last year.
She was in it. That's okay.
Yeah. Bad Boys for Life is already out.
Moving on.
A lot of people are saying good things about it.
I'm looking forward to renting it.
Yeah. The wife has to see it in theaters.
Seriously?
Like, she will go solo. She has to. Bad Boys is her like favorite franchise.
Are you gonna
I rewatched
let her go
part
solo?
Two recently.
Yeah. For sure.
You're not interested? Yeah. I rewatched part two recently. It's so shticky.
It is. The
action is crazy, but it's very, they're the writing for these characters.
Bad Boys 1 is like John Wick for me almost. Like, that's how hard it hit me when I was a kid.
Yes.
Bad Boys 1.
Yes.
And Tia Leone.
Woo.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doolittle's already out, and that's getting you.
Can we, wait, just hit, I want to see Three Toes' face when you tell him what the climax is.
Did you hear about the climax of the film?
I'm going to actually go see it probably.
You might have.
This weekend.
Really?
Oh, I did.
The bagpipes?
Up a dragon's butt?
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's...
In the gas from the dragon's ass blowing the wind.
Oof.
Sorry about that.
Oof.
I apologize. So
RDJ,
there's no way that man walked on a set and was like, this is a good fucking idea.
It is. I actually just listened to a podcast where he talked about it, and he thought it was a good idea.
No, he thought the movie was a good idea.
Yeah.
I heard that was a reshoot, though.
The dragon's asshole butt? Pipes?
Yeah. That's another good band name.
I'm calling it
Dragon Asshole Pipes.
Oof.
Let's see, Birds of Prey.
I'll see it.
Yeah. Well, okay. So what's the excitement factor? I've got that one on my list.
Let's talk Birds of Prey.
I don't know how excited to be for it yet. I love her as Harley.
You know what's really strange about the marketing is that it doesn't say Margot Robbie in Birds of Prey. It says Harley Quinn in Birds of Prey. What does that tell you?
That's how much Meta? They're banking on that character.
They have to. I mean, she's everything in it because everybody else is new. It's like a girls' club.
Yes.
Hero movie? I mean, I guess they're the good anti-hero movie.
They're anti-heroes. Yeah. Like the Huntress.
Who's the big bad?
Do we know? Ewan McGregor.
Is he?
Yeah. I think he is, but I don't know who he is.
He's good casting.
Unless he becomes the Black Skull.
They're doing a really great job marketing this movie.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't have a real strong vibe for it. I don't know. Again, this is a weird year.
Are you seeing it in the theaters?
I don't know. Maybe.
I don't think
so. I don't know if I want to use that as one of my dad days.
Right.
Yeah.
And now you're into that mode. Yeah. It's welcome to that world.
Coming out the following weekend, Sonic the Hedgehog.
I would see that. I'm not going to see it in theaters, but I will definitely rent that movie.
I'm going to see it in theaters because the kid now is at the right age, and it's perfect.
Jim Carrey.
I want
to
see
That's like Carrey. A return to Jim Carrey as Jim Carrey.
I want to see Jim Carrey. We were just starting last night watching the Pokemon movie, and it's kind of cute.
It's not bad.
It's cute, and it's fucking Ryan Reynolds is awesome casting.
The visuals, come on.
It's real good.
Well, yeah. I mean, the best part of the movie is the visuals.
It is, and all the Pokemon, because my kid's starting to get into it. So, yeah, I'll see that.
February 14th, Valentine's Day.
Moving on.
That was Sonic the Hedgehog. February 21st, Call of the Wild, which
I want to see that.
What is it?
Harrison Ford and a dog. Ford's...
Oh, no, I won't see a dog movie.
Why? He lives.
Yeah, probably. Actually, he will. He'll live in this one, so yeah.
Is that Disney Plus? It's coming to theaters.
Call of the Wild?
Theaters.
Yeah. Theaters.
Yeah.
Wasn't there? There was a movie they did with Willem Dafoe. I think that was a Disney Plus exclusive, and it was with him and a dog.
Do you think Harrison Ford would allow one of his movies to go,
I don't know,
straight to Netflix? Then February 28th,
dog. I'm with you.
You have the return of the Dark Universe with The Invisible Man. Yeah. Actually, I don't think it is. I think this is like a lower budget version.
Who's doing that? Do you remember? I feel like they had a decent director.
Is it Blumhouse or is it some?
The premise, I never, like the original Invisible Man, I didn't think was that crazy good, but maybe.
Kevin Bacon?
Oh, Hollow Man, yeah.
You see what else is coming out that day? It's one of my clicks to pick.
Guns Akimbo.
Yep. Yeah.
I can't. Dude, I love Daniel.
Yes.
Radcliffe. I love him.
He takes crazy choices.
Except for that one I didn't see. I couldn't do it. The Swiss Army Man.
That's what I was going to listen. I want to see that. I really want. It just looks so weird. It's on my list.
Is he the dead guy?
Yes.
Right, yeah, he's the dead guy.
So Guns Akimbo.
Oh, yeah.
The buzz on this is really solid. I think it'll probably be like, what was the one we saw? Henry Danger, Henry.
Yes.
The serial killer, Henry, the one that was all shot on GoPros.
Yeah. What's his name?
Yeah, what's his name? From Elysium and District 9. Shalto Copley. Copley. Yes.
Yeah,
Hardcore Henry.
It's gonna be kind of a cult,
what's the other one Shalto was in last year? It's Free Fire. It's one of those every year. There's like a fun, lower budget, cheesy shoot 'em up movie.
I can't wait to see it.
And co-starring Samara Weaving.
Yep,
she's great. So yeah, that's actually one of my first ones that I'm really excited about.
Yeah, same here. I think.
I think I'll see that one.
That's probably gonna get a really limited release. Yeah, March 6th, you have Pixar's Onward.
Meh.
Which everyone sees a Pixar trailer and says, eh.
No, I don't know if I do. Like,
what is Pixar this one with the pants?
Yeah.
The pants. The ogres.
Yeah, and the pants.
It's like they bring their dad back.
Their dead dad.
Weekend of Bernie's part 3.
It'll be really cute. It'll be great. But I the premise is kind of bothersome to me about this whole like.
I mean, loss. But it's like. The world that they're setting up is cool.
Yeah.
I'd like to go there with Pixar. And you have good voice actors.
Of course.
But I don't know.
Yeah.
I thought I'd be more excited to see it.
What Pixar movie were you super excited to see in the first place? Besides like a Toy Story movie.
Toy Story, yeah.
Which you haven't seen yet. Three or four.
Three or four, I know.
Oh, and I still haven't watched four, which I have no excuse for.
Yeah, you don't.
I'll watch that as like a double feature with Midsommar.
My God, I can't.
Yeah.
Are we going to take a vacation this Somar? Come on, man.
Well done.
To Italy? No, no.
No!
All right. Good.
What was
March
next?
13th, Bloodshot.
Oh, with Vin Diesel as a comic book character. Is that Image Comics?
Oh, I saw an image from
it. They do a trailer?
Yeah, there's a trailer.
How did you
see the trailer?
No.
The one thing I'll say that looks kind of cool, it looks very much like, it looks very dark. It looks, I don't know. I don't know how to describe it. But there's this really cool effect they get when, like, I think he gets his face shot off. And then it, like, the particles all come back and, like, his face reforms itself. Yeah. Looks kind of cool.
I'll check I'll give is it a trail, PG-13, yeah. I'm assuming?
X.
X-13? NCX-13. Did we just come up with a cop show?
Yeah.
Maybe.
March 20th, A Quiet Place Part 2.
I still have to see Part 1.
Didn't see the first either, yeah.
The first one is one of the most elegant horror movies I've seen.
I've got to.
I know. Chewie gets a chub.
You love that one.
A Quiet Place.
I do. Yeah. What's her name's in it?
Yeah. Emily Blunt.
March 27th, you have the Mulan live-action movie.
Actually, it looks good.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess the scale looks good. If you're going to adapt something, that's something worth adapting.
Yeah, it looks good.
Yeah.
It looks like a big Hong Kong.
Right. Yeah, it looks movie. Like kind of that classic era of like the House of Flying Daggers meets Crouching Tiger era where it got big stream.
Why did that ever go away?
I don't know.
Did we get people sick get of it?
Sick of it, yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
You only see so many times somebody leap from tree to tree without giving a shit.
Yeah. April 3rd, New Mutants.
Okay, moving on to April 4th.
April 10th, No Time to Die.
It's top three for me for the year.
Oh, my God.
Top three. So that's because I really just, because there's a there's
why is it top three?
We all have our shticks, and Bond is three toes.
It's all time probably one of my favorite, like, ever epic series of movies. And I feel like there was this, we talked about it on maybe our previous cast, where I thought that Spectre, the previous movie, was a misstep. There's really some great ideas, some great casting.
I remember you didn't
bad
love
robot
it.
Dude,
it was a misstep.
No, wait, this is Bad Robot.
Is Bad Robot Inspector too, or no?
No, okay. No.
So he's just in this one.
Mr. Robot.
Bad Robot. No,
J.J. Abrams is in this one.
No, the last one was Christoph Waltz as the fucking Blofeld, one of the greatest Bond villain of all time.
I think we got some Christoph Waltz.
And he's in this one.
But that's what's great about these movies is they're pretty well connected. So most of the Daniel Craig ones have a continuing story-ish that flows through them, or at least characters that flow through them. And that's Bond hasn't really done much before. So this next movie brings back the same girl that he ended up with in Spectre. Waltz comes back. It feels like cameo-y, which is fine. And then you've got Rami Malek as a new bad guy. I just feel like it's going to be a little course correct because I think Skyfall was amazing. Spectre was good, but
I still think the best movie was Casino Royale.
Casino Royale,
and it's
the best.
Weird that the one thing I remember the most of the Daniel Craig run is the testicular torture from Casino Royale.
Oh my God, the fucking knotted rope under the chair.
Oh, he should have died. Oh. Like that. And if he didn't die, I would have asked to have been killed.
Yeah, that's like fucking just put the gun to my head.
Like, look, point. Man, my downstairs looks like a bucket of mashed potatoes. We're going to need to.
So but the preview does look a little CGI happy, which is a shame, but I'm just hoping
that
one scene reminded me of my least favorite part of John Wick when he's riding the motorcycle and he like jumps like 50 feet in the air. It's just like, why is this a thing?
It doesn't need to be. So I also think it's probably going to be the last Craig outing. So, yeah.
Confirmed, I thought, right?
I feel like it is.
Yeah. Let's dive into summer 2020, May 1st, Black Widow.
Yeah, can't wait. I can't wait because I can't wait to see what Hopper does as the Red Guardian. I never can think of his real name. It's always Hopper.
Yeah, it's
Jim. Isn't it Jim?
Jim Carrey. Jim Varney. Hey,
Jim. Jim Caviezel.
That's it.
Jesus. The guy from the first one.
Yeah.
Hopper. It's
isn't it Jim?
Hellboy.
Oh, or Jim is his name on the show. Jim Hopper.
You're talking about Hellboy.
David Harbour.
David Harbour.
Fuck.
Very good. He looks funny in the trailers. I liked how this character looks good.
So for you got to get me the you know what sound effect.
Wait.
Sultry.
Oh yeah, here. Hold on one second. I'm gonna
And it's a weird tie-in to Mr. Daniel Craig. Rachel Weisz. Holy shit.
She's in it.
She's in it, and my God, she's on the list of, her, like, Selma Hayek. She's on the same level as Selma Hayek, because what I would have done to her in the deserts of Egypt,
nice.
That's not the music I would have picked. I feel like I should be having sex with her on a cloud as it's flying through the sky.
Well, I know her, but what do I know? Was she in the Mummy movies?
Oh,
that's a reference. Yes, yeah. She's great.
Mama. And she just has aged phenomenally.
Outstanding. Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm excited by this because it's sort of the first new Marvel flick, right? I mean, is it one of the only Marvel flicks this year?
It's phase
the first of two.
Phase four, episode one.
Oh. Second movie is coming out in December.
Oh, is that the not the Mutants?
Eternals.
Eternals, yeah.
Which is on my list.
Good.
because I'm concerned.
Yeah. That's a man. That's
least,
a nice
hopefully
role.
We get to see Kumail Nanjiani naked in that one because that dude's looking jacked.
Did you see how fucking buff he is? It's ridiculous.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Let's keep going.
Got it.
May 8th, Legally Blonde 3. Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
That's movie of the year.
Are you kidding me?
Another one.
No, there's a lot of movies coming out.
We're rewinding the cast, and we're going to skip over that.
Sorry about that. May 15th, Scoob, which actually looks kind of cool. It's like
I actually have that one highlight from a kid's
really
friend.
Cool.
It looks funny.
Yeah. May 22nd, Fast and Furious 94.
Wait, no, seriously. I have that on my list, too. I'm like, there's a Fast and Furious movie this year. How have we seen Dick for promotion?
Yep.
Has there been anything?
No. Well, it's not till like June or July,
May,
right?
It's May.
May?
It's releasing the same day the SpongeBob movie releases.
There was more Hobbs and Shaw. Like, we know nothing about this flick. Where are you at with this
Oh,
one?
My God.
Ready?
Yeah.
They're the greatest franchise of all time.
So that's high on your list. I've got a high list.
No, I'm absolutely in. Okay. I can't wait to see it. The movies are the most self-aware, and they're phenomenal.
And they've been the escalation for these movies of the action and the set pieces. I'm like, what the fuck could they do in this?
That's
flick?
Really why I go now.
I mean, I'm assuming they're just going to drive, like, cars that have like buildings on them at each other.
You know
other
what I'm waiting for? Can I be honest? You brought it up. Idris Elba's motorcycle. I am waiting for Vin Diesel to get into a Transformer, and it's going to be like Transformers 5 meets Fast and Furious 10, and that's all that's left. Retos. That's all that's left is fucking cars.
Nobody needs to make a movie ever again. That's
you know,
it.
Like yeah. You do the quarter mile race, and then whichever car wins turns into a Transformer and kills the other car.
It's all about family.
Ride or die, Bumblebee.
Boom!
All right. That was a little bit of a tangent. I'm sorry.
Yep.
Yeah. One of the movies we have coming out past that is The Candyman.
Wait, you jumped past June 5th.
Did I jump past June 5th?
What's June 5th?
Wonder Woman, 1984.
Oh, yeah, June 5th. Sorry. Wonder Woman, 1984.
Excitement levels?
I'm excited.
I you know what? It's
that
weird.
Sounds like you're excited.
Well, no, like I got two facial expressions from you guys, and I was like, should I be excited?
No, I.
It looks good. Yeah,
the first Wonder Woman movie, I don't recall seeing entirely yet, and it's really good, right? The first Wonder Woman.
First one is
really good.
One of the greatest films.
I've only seen in pieces.
It is the greatest DC film for me.
Right. So I and I
kind of falls flat at the end, a little bit. Kind of falls.
It is a little weird. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, when she fights the old white British dude who's supposed to be an old white Greek guy. It's weird.
Yeah.
All right. I need to revisit
still
it.
Still give it a shot.
I definitely am down with the idea of the setting. I mean, you can't go wrong with 84.
Yeah.
What's his name's coming back? I love him. Chris Pine.
He's great.
He's a good guy.
Yep.
And then June 12th, you have Candyman, which is the Jordan Peele reboot.
Is he directing that?
Yeah.
Oh.
I believe so.
Is it starring Tony Todd or cameo
it's
Tony
starring
Todd?
Keegan-Michael Key as the Candyman.
Yeah.
You're going full comedy on this one. Yeah, I don't know about that one. It sounds familiar. It sounds interesting. I liked Candyman, but
I never did more than like Candyman. Yeah, it was exactly. Fine.
Yeah. June 19th, Pixar's Soul. So Pixar has got a couple of movies
Pixar
coming out back
what?
To back there. Mm-hmm. Pixar's Soul. Check out the trailer.
Soul.
It looks a lot cooler than
Onward.
Onward, yeah.
June 26th,
Top Gun.
Hard pass. That movie sucked. Yeah. I hated the original Top Gun.
Yeah, I don't see why they're rebooting it from a nostalgia standpoint, but I can't imagine this movie.
I feel like did we talk about this?
We did. Yeah.
Not on the cast.
No, we talked about Top Gun, though, I think a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
We talk about Top Gun every Tuesday. July 3rd.
Top Gun Tuesday. Taco Tuesday.
July 3rd, Free Guy, which looks cool.
That could be okay with Ryan Reynolds.
It could be really good or really dumb. The first time I saw a trailer, I was like, it looked fun.
That could be okay.
I'm just, there's one scene to me that kind of saved it all was when she's like, is that a gun in a Glock in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me? And he's like, no.
It's two Glocks.
And then when she reaches in, he makes like an orgasm noise. And I'm like, that might, if that's what we're going to get, I'm okay.
I mean, the premise is funny, but it's not enough to necessarily hang a whole movie on. So we'll see.
True.
We'll
see. Who is that woman? Why do I know her?
I don't know.
You have to watch one of those videos. Why do you know her?
Yes.
Okay.
July 3rd, also Minions, The Rise of Gru. I don't know why they just don't call it another Despicable Me movie. July 10th, Ghostbusters Afterlife.
Hard pass.
Yeah,
could not care less. I am a supervillain in that. I don't care for the original Ghostbusters or the second that much. I really don't.
Oh, man, the original is a life changer for me. Life changer.
It was good.
So do you think this movie's for you?
I'm not sure.
Exactly.
It's rebooty. It's got the kids. I think my kid's gonna adore it, and so it's another one of those. It's for his generation.
It looks dark, though.
They're gonna pay some I think some of the story stems around what's his name being dead, Egon.
Yeah. And what is it? Is it Ghostbusters Stranger Things 3? Is that the title?
That's basically what they were. Yeah. Yes, that's exactly what it is. It's jumping on Stranger Things. They did confirm this week, hot press, that Murray is coming back as Venkman, which was, he's always been kind of like sketchy about his relationship with the movies. He's never done Venkman since the video game from the Wii, I think. bless you. But that was a sound bite.
I know that was your mic. You.
Yeah, I just turned down my mic on accident.
I'm interested. I'm not stoked, but I'm interested.
I'm sorry. I don't hate the first Ghostbusters. It's just one of those movies I didn't connect with.
To it.
Right.
I think I actually liked the second better when they did the Statue of Liberty running through the streets of New York to that one of my favorite songs of all time.
I mean, it's all right. Okay. Okay.
And what's his name was a fucking creep. He still gives me nightmares.
Janusz?
Vigo.
Vigo the Carpathian. I just saw him in a horror movie.
He's still alive?
No, it was an old one.
Oh. Oh, my God. Good for him.
July 17th, Bob's Burgers and Tenet. Which one do you think is going to win?
Wait a minute. They're making a Bob's Burgers movie?
Yeah. And it's competing with Tenet.
People love that show. Raider Rider is a big fan of that show.
Bob's Burgers is, I think, the best cartoon on TV.
That's what I heard.
Me and the wife just started. We are on season 7. If you watch no other episode, go home and put on the season 7 Valentine's Day episode.
It's that good.
Bob actually. Listeners and you guys, Bob actually, watch it. I almost pissed myself. It's one of the best episodes in cartoon history. For me.
I will watch it today.
But yeah, Tenet's probably going to win.
So Tenet is my number one pick for the year.
Yeah.
Number one.
Who's in it that I love?
I don't think I recognize anybody.
Well, the
I
mean, Rock.
No, it's Pattinson. Yeah, I mean, he's going to be the best Batman of all time, and he's going to be the best in that movie.
Pattinson's good.
Really? He's going to be the best Batman?
I don't know. I do like him, and I think he's underrated.
Oh, Pattinson?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think now
I know he did it. He did fucking Twilight. We get it.
But he's still the. We talked about this off air. The Tenant, I got a chance to see the prologue that they showed at the IMAX showing for Arise.
Yes.
And it's fucking.
Looks even better.
Oh my God!
Nolan, I thought the trailer looked good.
The trailer is great. That prologue, Nolan fucking nobody makes prologues. Nolan does some incredible things, and the scope and scale of like we are going opening night IMAX for this movie.
But be honest with me. Be honest with me right 100%. Now. If Leonardo DiCaprio walked into any of those scenes, would you not be like, yeah, all right, that like it just to me it feels like it's an Inception Part 2.
Correct.
And I like that, but also at the same time, it's like, I feel like I always know I'm watching a Nolan movie, and I don't know if I always want to know I'm watching a Nolan movie.
And it does feel in that weird, wacky, messing with time and space thing, but who knows?
Yeah.
I'm in. But the other thing I love about it is it's not part of a universe. It's not a superhero movie.
It's an original.
It's a fucking
concept.
Original, big scope. God damn it, I love Nolan. So that, for me, hands down.
Thank you, Mr. Nolan. Do we have a golfer's clap?
It's my number one. Tenet, no time to die.
I'll give you some applause.
Yeah.
All right. That's like it.
To Mr. Nolan, we salute you, sir.
We got Jungle Cruise. Ugh. We got Morbius on July 31st.
Yeah, buddy. I'm going to see it.
We'll have to dedicate a whole episode.
You know why I'm going to see it? Because we're going to get to Morbius. November, I think, and I need to see it to see how it plays in. I don't know why I'm invested in that universe, but I am.
Yeah. We're going to skip a couple dates here because it looks kind of... lights, but we're going to go straight to August.
That month shit the bed?
Yeah. We're going to go straight to August 21st with Bill and Ted Face the Music. Probably the movie that I'm most excited about in 2020.
Are we going to go see that together? We should.
Yeah.
I think we should.
I need to see the first and second movie start to finish. Yeah, I've never watched them, sat down and watched them. Yeah. I've seen them both.
I'm going to rewatch them before it. But yeah, I think that's going to be fun. And I've heard rumors that, I mean, of course, the rumors from the people that are in the know, but they say it's going to be really good.
Yeah.
I'm stoked. Tomorrow we
George Carlin.
Yeah. She's in that.
August 28th, The Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard. Great, okay. Great title.
Is that a real
worst
thing?
Title I've ever heard?
That's not a real movie.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
The Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard. It's a sequel to the one with Sam Jackson and
The Hitman's Bodyguard?
Yeah.
Oh.
I didn't care for that movie much.
I watched it and forgot it. It was fine. But I don't remember.
Mediocre
at
best. Yeah. Mediocre.
We have another Conjuring movie on September 11th.
Moving on.
September 18th, The King's Man.
It's on my top 5.
I'll see it for sure.
Yeah.
Who's in that? Who's like the Ralph Fiennes?
Yes.
Fiennes.
Him.
Yep. Yeah.
Good man.
And then you and I talked about this on October 2nd. There are two movies coming out. Venom 2.
Yep.
Which we'll have to see.
Is it star? What's his name?
Yeah.
Cletus Cassidy is Woody Harrelson. I mean, you can't. I have to see it regardless.
Wait, think with I enjoyed Venom, but I thought that
it was okay.
I enjoyed it, but I thought that the last 10 minutes was kind of exciting. I'm like, now I want to see where this goes.
Yes.
So that's I'm like, if they can have some fun with the character finally, great. Then I'm good.
Get Taika to direct it.
There you go.
But that same day BIOS comes out, which is the
Tom Hanks End of the World.
Tom Hanks and a dog are he's the last man alive. He has a dog and he builds a robot to protect his dog.
And then he dies, and the robot takes care of the dog.
And we don't know what happens after that.
He dies.
Yeah.
He fucking dies.
Someone has to die in that movie.
Dude, when Tom Hanks dies, yeah, I don't think I can handle it. Cry no matter what movie he's in.
On October 9th, we have The Witches. Do you think that's a sequel to The Witch?
I hope not. Yeah. Because that was one of the worst films I've ever seen in my life.
People liked it.
Yeah. I don't care. They're wrong and they're stupid.
October 16th, Halloween Kills.
Is that Jamie Lee Curtis?
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's also they're making two
Why? Back-to-back.
So they rebooted Halloween with her and then they're making two more. And even that, the fact that they're making two more, I'm like, oh, you guys are gonna stretch it out.
Yeah. November 20th, we have Godzilla versus Kong.
Yes.
Yeah.
I can't wait. Did you hear confirmed?
No.
Spoiler alert. Mechagodzilla is coming to this one.
Oh.
And I'm pretty convinced that Mechagodzilla will also be there.
It's big popcorn. Can't wait.
Oh.
Just fucking shit.
Did you see the second one?
I did, but only at home. But it's still great.
It was good. It was a fun, weird flick.
Good action.
And you know what we skipped over? November 6th, The Eternals, which you already kind of talked about.
I can't wait.
I want to be excited about
that. I can't wait to see what happens. I'm not excited about the movie. What is happening?
You will be.
Have you read any of the source?
Not much on the Eternals, no.
Okay.
Then December 18th, we have Coming to America.
Can't wait.
Which I can't wait for because I love the director. I still have to watch that Netflix
movie. Joe Frazier was 137 years old.
But that comes out the same day that Dune comes out. But
I'm excited about Dune because nobody's ever been able to nail it.
It's going to do just as good as the Blade Runner sequel because it's the same director.
Oh.
That doesn't mean, come on, positivity. Thumbs up.
I mean, because if you think about it, how much sci-fi have we listed? Hardly any. So I'm in just for a decent science fiction movie.
In Dune.
Well, that's contained. So
yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, you got Tom and Jerry coming out December 23rd.
Weird.
Hopefully, that has all the racism that the original cartoons.
Oh boy,
had in it.
Guys.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So,
what else are you guys excited about?
Let's do. I got three video games.
Get it.
Three Toes has how many TV shows?
Three or four.
And Chewy. Five. We'll just say Chewie did movies.
Yeah, I'm not excited about anything this year.
Video game wise, unfortunately, two of the three I have on here, I think two of them are going to be the biggest titles of the year, unquestioned.
Are they the ones that were pushed back to the end of
the year? Cyberpunk 2077 is number one on my list.
Yeah.
I can't wait to play that game. It was scheduled for earlier this year.
Keanu's going
to
be all over 2020.
Is in it.
Keanu's
Cyberpunk 2077?
Okay.
You haven't heard of this?
No.
Holy shit, get on it. This game is going to change lives.
When's it gonna drop?
The guys who did The Witcher, Project Red. That's their new title. And Keanu Reeves is one of the main characters in it.
They keep pushing it back because they keep wanting to make it perfect.
Yeah, they are very...
But it'll hit this year.
Yeah, and The Witcher is one of the best made games I've ever played. It is...
Have you watched the show yet?
I watched a couple episodes. I think I'm on episode 3. I got to get on it. I know. It's just an overload of stuff.
It's actually my next thing that I'm going to start watching.
Yeah, it's good. That did get pushed back. Did The Last of Us 2 get pushed back?
No, that's coming out soon.
I
thought that was supposed to come out last year.
It got pushed back from last year, but it hasn't got pushed back.
Last year to this year, yeah.
Okay.
But, and then the third one is Avengers, which also was scheduled for earlier, and now that's later this year.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hopefully, a lot of them.
Maybe they're trying to make the faces look less...
I don't know. Again, at the end of the day, to me...
Like people dressed up at the theme parks?
If that's the number one complaint of this game, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I can't wait. All three... This is going to be a good year for gaming if these all execute.
You know that live show you went to go see, the Marvel live show?
Yes.
That's what they look like in the game.
Stop.
It's like,
stop. Somebody nut punch this guy.
All right. That's a different sound effect. And I got the wrap up on TV.
Yeah.
TV.
So I'm excited by some of the movies we talked about-ish, and we kind of went through it, and we're all kind of-ish. TV, way more excited, and this is the shift of the universe. So here's some of the things that are coming.
Within Except for
2 weeks, dropping on Netflix is Lock and Key. I am calling it right now. It will be my pick of the week in our next podcast.
Yes, you 100%. Were the gentleman who told me about the graphic novels.
Fucking
love those. You said they were amazing.
They're amazing. They're great. It's going to be interesting to see what Netflix does with it. A lot of people don't know about the source. I think it's going to be one of my picks for the year.
Didn't Stephen King...
His kid, Joe Hill, wrote it with Gabriel... God, I forget his name. It's really good. So Lock and Key we get this year. I don't have a release date, but we will get season two of The Boys, one of my top 10, top five favorite things of last year. Stranger Things, we'll get another season of that. I've always enjoyed that show. Westworld, I love Westworld. We're going to get another season of that. Altered fucking Carbon, didn't even know it. They're rebooting it with Anthony Mackie.
They're doing a second season?
Yeah. Coming
like when you say reboot, is it? It's not tied to the first, but it's.
I think it's tied to the first, but just different character.
Did you enjoy the first?
I did.
I gotta watch it.
I liked it a lot.
I gotta watch it.
It's a good mystery.
Like Blade Runner, right? Ish.
Yeah. It's real good. And then also on the bubble, it'll be interesting to see what they do with the Snowpiercer TV show. The Snowpiercer movie was great.
Did they keep pushing back a little?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not sure about it, but these other ones, like for me, Boys 2.
Yes. Oh my God.
I can't fucking wait.
That and that in a weird way is another one. I don't want to say it's like The Mandalorian, but it is in a way, like I have family members who aren't superhero buffs, but they loved The Boys.
Honestly, and I know this isn't a looking back episode, but for 2019, The Boys may have been surpassed by Watchmen for me as far as like one of my favorite things of the entire year. Endgame would be my number one, and then Boys is probably number two.
Yeah. Do you hear what's his name backed out of doing any more Watchmen?
Yeah, they're done.
He's from the beginning said he didn't want to.
They're not going to go on without him, right?
That's what I'm hoping. That's what it's.
You
seems
don't
like.
Want them.
I literally don't want any more of it.
So season one was one and done, and you're happy with that?
100%.
Interesting.
And I hope they don't. Which I love it that much. I'm like, don't do it. Don't tarnish it.
Shit. Yeah, we did watch more because of you.
I fucking love it.
Yeah,
love it. Stay in there.
Yeah. All right. I'll finish it up.
Well, to end this one off. Because we got to wrap it up.
Yes.
Name the one thing you are most excited for in 2020. Video game, movie, TV show, book.
Losing my virginity. Ooh.
Let's check back in 3 minutes and see how it was. What? Oh, sorry.
I am most excited for Cyberpunk 2077.
Really?
I'm going to look that one up.
Yeah.
Cool. What are you most excited for?
I'm going Boys 2.
Boys 2?
Yep.
I'm most excited for Better Call Saul season, season it is. We didn't even mention it.
Yes. I got to catch up.
Yes, that should be on the list. So it's season 5 going into their final season they've announced, which is season 6. So this is the penultimate season.
What's kind of cool about them is the first 4 seasons have been 10 episodes apiece, an hour long. The season that's coming out is going to be 10 episodes, an hour long. And then they said the final season is 13 episodes. So you know... Going in, they have a plan.
Yep.
They know where the story's going. They know the beats, and they know how to do it. Just like they did with Star Wars. So you know it's going to be just as good.
See, so my pick of the week was Attack on Titan.
Right.
Chewie's is better. I just want to take a moment to salute shows that know when enough's enough. Because not everyone does that. Breaking Bad was probably the... Like, good on you for keeping it great and not waiting for us
deciding when to pull the fucking plug.
Yeah, ripcord it.
That's it.
I was looking for some like patriotic, like uplifting music.
You know what you need to play.
I don't have much. That doesn't work, does it?
No, that's like a Sega game background music. Where's my flying cloud? Come on.
Oh, this one.
2020 is gonna be great, guys.
Yeah.
See you guys in 2021.
Yeah,
it doesn't end. You know what that sound means, though.
Yep. You got it.
I don't know if I don't have a pick.
Shit.
Oh, Mod Pizza. It's amazing. That's my fast.
That's
food.
That's our fast food field file. Mod Pizza.
Mod Pizza. 100%.
Really?
Yes.
For those with of you white sauce.
For those of you who live in an area that has Mod Pizza, go there, enjoy it. If you haven't, and you thought, "Oh, what is this? Some chain pizza place?" Fuck that noise. It's amazing.
Oh my. Very so passionate. I kind of want some now for lunch.
Here's what I'll say about Mod Pizza. We've all had Mod Pizza together a number of times. James and I, sorry.
Yes, it wasn't me.
Doom.
Doom and I.
Well, I mean, I am James.
Are always pretty much very, very controlled with what we pick and what we put on our pizzas. This guy over here, Three Toes, runs it through the garden.
I've never in my life ever seen a pizza with 15 toppings on it.
Neither have I, because I've always had more than that.
Okay.
I have never, ever had a Mod Pizza with less than 20 toppings, ever.
Fact. Now, I just want to paint you all a picture.
Fact.
Three Toes eating a Mod Pizza, butt naked, with the grease just dripping down his hot bod.
That's turning me on.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
You know what that means? We got to get out of here.
Body grease. Guys and gals, thanks for listening. Check out asteroidfactory.com. There you can find more information about this episode and all other episodes. And then you can also leave us a voicemail that we may just play on a future episode of the podcast.
Listen, share, and review our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or any podcast app of your choice. If you like the show, please tell your like-minded friends. Anything you can do to spread the word helps. And I mean anything helps us take over the world. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook for up-to-the-minute coverage of what we geek out about. And don't forget this week, watch a movie, read a comic, and do some gaming. I'm Chewy.
I'm 3 Tons of Fury.
And I'm James Von Doom. Remember, until the robots rise up, put your ankles in it.